Hey, did you know that today officially marks the first day of spring equinox? Well, we dig in on our Hawaii Garden segment to look at the future of orchids. Should we be worried about the decline of the industry? Robert Speer, the president of the Kunia Orchid Society, stopped by our studios to talk up not just one, but two club showings happening this weekend on Oahu.
The Kunia Orchid Society started 65 years. This is our 65th anniversary. They started out in Kunia, of course, the village, and evolved into now we're moved out of the village and into the central Oahu area.
I remember when the plantation shut down out there, Kunia, and I remember going to that show because it was a big deal. It was sentimental, last show out there with those workers at the plantation.
It was so sentimental. It was so much fun just to get a snapshot about the plantation aspect of life and culture in Hawaii. It was fantastic. But, you know, things change, and the plantations kind of have declined or gone away. And we were just lucky enough to be able to have one of our founding fathers, so to speak, Kalman Au, arranged to get us into the Leilua High School gym. And we're fortunate because our gym is big enough to be able to really entertain a lot of people. But we're not the only show going on this weekend. The Windward Orchid Society is also going on over in King Intermediate School on the Windward side. And so this is Orchid Lovers Weekend.
Oh, there you go. That's a fun one, too. I've been to that. That's spectacular. Tell us about kind of the state of orchids these days.
Well, the state of orchids is honestly declining. And it's sad to notice, but it's consistent with a lot of the ag industry issues, trying to diversify agriculture. This is just one aspect of that. And 10 years ago, we had 20 or so orchid growers that were in production of orchids to sell. And today, we have between 8 and 10 on Oahu. And honestly, in another 6, 8, or 10 years, there may not be any because all of the growers are just aging, and we're not seeing younger generations come in to take over those businesses. It's very expensive to buy an orchid farm, several million dollars, and try to make that work from an economic sense. It's almost impossible.
There have been challenges in the industry a long time ago on the Big Island. There was a issue with the chemicals that the companies were using, and so it's a struggle.
You're right. That several years ago, maybe a couple of decades ago, that was a chemical called benzylate, and that did a lot of harm to a number of the orchids and orchid growers. There was some recovery from that, but now on the Big Island, there are a few orchid producing organizations that will continue on for a while, but you know, almost a third of them got taken out by the volcano, and it's just hard. So if people like orchids, try to come and see them now, because this is a declining industry.
In my neighborhood, there is Kawamoto Orchids in Palolo Valley. They have very unusual orchids. So it's really fun when you go to these different club shows, just, you know, what you'll see.
You're right, and that's really pointed out by this display, is where you'll see literally hundreds of different kinds, whereas the orchid growers that are there for sale won't have nearly as many, much of a variety to be able to buy. But nonetheless, they do have them. Of course, these orchids are available. These orchid producers that we have now sell to Home Depot and all the garden shops. If you see orchids around, they are locally produced. But another aspect of the industry is they're no longer hybridizing hardly any place on any of the islands, but especially on Oahu. There's only one or two that are going to be hybridizing. That means breeding the orchids and bringing them up. You know, when you crossbreed an orchid and you get a little seed pod, there may be a million seeds in there. And every one of those plants are going to be different. But it may take 6 or 8 or 10 years before you see the first bloom on one of those orchids. So that's a long-range program. And now most of the orchid growers are importing the baby plants from Thailand or Taiwan, and then growing them up, and so it's kind of a pass-through organization instead of a from a ground zero all the way up. I've been Master Gardener for 12 or 13 years, and I've been associated with the College of Tropical Ag and Human Resources at the university, and just watched the agricultural industry as it gone away from sugarcane and pineapple to more attempts towards diversified ag. But one of the foundational parts for the culture in Hawaii is orchids. You know, we know orchids like on the mainland know roses, and we love orchids. And it's just sad for me to have to say that the availability of orchids is probably going to decline as more and more of these businesses go out of business.
Well, you're
going
to make me cry. We have this lovely orchid plant in front of us, you know, beautiful yellow and orange and purple. I mean, it's
Phalaenopsis. Yep.
Fabulous.
Yes. It is beautiful, and this was produced and put together by one of our orchid vendors that will be selling orchids at our show this coming weekend. And they just do a marvelous thing. They are one of the bigger, maybe the biggest local current producers of orchids on Oahu. And they do several maybe 1,000 plants a week to all the little shops and so forth. Very, very, S&W Orchids is really are outstanding folks to work with. They produce really nice plants, and I have to say, I agree.
It's a beautiful specimen. Now, I know, too, that there are a number of nurseries throughout the island, and it is really nice to kind of go back, you know, where they're actually growing these.
You're right, and I had the opportunity just 2 weeks ago to go out to Waianae to visit six different orchid producers and see how they're doing and so forth. And they're all, almost all of them are just declining. Many of them have only half of their shade houses have orchids, and they're at the point to say, well, you know, I'm going to retire. I want to sell my place. But there just are not a plethora of people anxiously waiting to buy an orchid farm.
It's okay. Yeah. So we're looking for people out there with a passion for orchids.
Yeah, so the orchid producers, that's the downside. The positive side is there's still lots of little backyard growers like me. I've got a couple hundred orchids, and I fiddle with them, and I like them and try them and so forth, and I can do some with better than others. But there's lots of those kind of backyard growers that are still available and do sell at some of our shows. But the volume and opportunity for the bigger growers is going to decline.
Kind of a sorry state we're in.
It's a sorry state for a beautiful plant, beautiful part. I wish there was some way to be able to, I wish there was some magic we could say, okay, this land, these places are all free, and you don't. But we don't have that opportunity.
Right, and yeah. It's a challenge to grow because we've seen what's happened with our weather. And a lot of nurseries often, you know, suffer damage with the winds, you know, or like you said, on the Big Island, Mother Nature with the fog, and, you know, plants get burned. Neighbor islands, Maui and Kauai, they've had the issues also with the flooding. So you're in harm's way, you're in trouble.
Well, if you're in agriculture in any way, those environmental challenges always come along, and that doesn't help. Any industry, much less the orchid industry. You're right. Exactly right.
Okay, so folks then can look forward to this weekend, not just the Kunia show, but also the one on the Windward side.
Windward Orchid Society show at King Intermediate. And I'll be at this show here in Leilua High School. I'll be there every day. If someone stops in and says hi to me, I'll show them around the plants and give them a little bit of word about how wonderful it is. And I have to say Our group, we have 23 different committees who are working to put this. Almost 100 people have been working for the last 2 or 3 months to put this thing. This is a big project, and I really am proud of all the things that our folks have done to do this. They love orchids. That's why they're here, and we want to help spread that. Our mission is public education on orchids.
Okay, so you can make this an orchid kind of weekend. Go around the island and pick up your orchids.
Exactly, yes.
Anything else you want to add just about the neighbor islands at all?
The Big Island is the biggest, as far as orchids go, is the biggest producer of orchids, bigger than Oahu, but they're also pass-through, where they bring in small plants and grow them up for a year or two and then sell them from that viewpoint. There are a few that are hybridizing, but that's declining, as I mentioned. There's only two or three significant orchid growers in the production aspect on Maui, and I'm not familiar with Kauai, but there aren't very many there.
Okay, all right. But so really the clubs are the kind of the lifeline, and that these kinds of shows bring the people out.
Clubs will be a critically important aspect to continue the public education and enjoyment of orchids as time goes forward. Absolutely right.
The Kunia Orchid Show and Plant Sale begins Friday from 9 to 5 at Lelihu High School. It also continues Saturday and on Sunday with 11 vendors and 8 displays by members of various orchid societies. And the Windward Oahu Spring Orchid Show is marking its 39th year. It also runs Friday to Sunday.